which causes us problems. What are these four? There's the wrong, there's the mistaken mind, which perceives unclean things as clean. For example, we have such a mind. The body is by nature unclean, dirty, but we perceive the body as something very pleasant, very clean. Then the second kind of mistaken mind. We perceive things which are suffering by nature, in the nature of suffering. We perceive those things to be pleasant, attractive. For example, our body is in the nature of suffering, isn't it? But we perceive it as something very pleasant, as a source of happiness. Then, the third kind of mistaken consciousness, or wrong consciousness, or mistaken ways, or erroneous ways of looking at things, is looking at impermanent things as permanent. For example, our body is an impermanent phenomenon, isn't it? But we see it as permanent, we grasp it as permanent. And then, the fourth kind of wrong consciousness, perceiving phenomena which are selfless, perceiving them as having a real self. Yeah. So these four causes us problems. Yeah. And if we are able to cultivate the antidotes to these four mistaken ways of looking at things, then it'll be wonderful, isn't it?第三个错误的见解呢，也就是我们把那些不净的东西视为净，比方说我们的这个身体，这个身体是非常的不净的，非常的肮脏的，但是我们觉得这个身体是非常干净的，这是第一个错误的见解。然后第二个错误的见呢，见解呢，就是说，我们把那些无常的东西视为是常有的，比方说我们的这个身体，这个身体是无常的，但是呢，我们总是会觉得执着这个身体，觉得这个身体它是常有的。然后第四个错误的见解呢，就是我们把那些无我的东西呢，我们把它们看为是它们有自性存在的。那这四种错误的见解呢，如果我们有办法去对治它们，去破除它们的话呢，这将是非常美妙的一回事。 So by seeing, when we have attachment for things or events or whatever, so what does attachment do when we look at those things, or events? Yeah. Attachment superimposes additional qualities on that object. Yeah, it falsifies. It superimposes additional qualities which doesn't exist. You know. Even if something is no good, but then the mind of attachment, then it's very good. It's this and that. It makes it looks so wonderful. You know. And then we say, oh, that's wonderful, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But on the other hand, if we see the faults of any particular thing, we would naturally feel or say that, oh, that thing is no good, isn't it? It's bad. Yeah? So if we see the faults of something, we will not have attachment for the very thing, isn't it?
If we have attachment for these things, 有这个执着心的话，执着心它会怎么样运作呢？它会使到我们内心呢，对于这些事物，产生额外的一些见解。比方说，这个东西或者这个所发生的这个状况呢，说真的，并不是很美好的一回事，但是因为我们通过了这个执着的这种眼光，这种有色眼镜，然后我们就会觉得说，哦，这是非常美好的。但是呢，如果我们可以真正的看到这些事物，他们的这个缺憾，他们的不好的一面，然后我们就会觉得这是不好的，这是我不需要这些的。因此呢，如果我们可以真正的去看到这些事物他们的缺点的话，我们就不会对他们有这个执着心了。
阿天呢，他真的他啊，得西了，是吧？差不高些，啊，真的了嘛，是吧？啊，你大什么啊？也不用那个，他那这啊，人把都吃着的，人把身体都说。但娘的姐我姐她她她她送给我的事了。
So by reflecting in these ways, whether we can stop any kind of strong sense of grasping or attachment for the happiness of this life. Yeah. And then, and for the purpose of achieving good rebirths in the future lives, yeah, for the purpose of achieving happiness of our future lives to come, then it is mentioned in the teachings that we need to create the course, yeah, and by, for example, leading an ethical way of life, engaging in the practice of the morality of avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions and so forth.
So we have to think that if we are 对于这个今世的这些安乐有这种强烈的执着的话，它会怎么样？然后如果我们要成就今世的快乐的话呢，我们要怎么样？如果根据教法的话呢，就是说如果我们要成就今世的快乐的话呢，我们就必须要持戒。如果我们要持戒的话呢，也就是说我们必须要远离这十不善业。
但是老人来讲呢，这些不穷，我这得有的是，是吧？他那村里农业多一点，些不穷这得有的是。啊，村里农业全部缺呢，他每个月全部少个的，每个月全部少呢，年终些有的是，是吧？就算年终的些东西噻。Tadi mungkin ada majes, tadi ni saya tangan untuk kencusan, cando cece, anda gawai apa tu je, waktu sungguh res.
So on these things, this couple of points I mentioned so far, they actually the practices that have to be done by a person of a small capacity. In this particular section of the Lam Rim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, yeah. So, the advice is given, the teachings are given to help stop the attraction, the strong attachment and grasping to the happiness of this life, you know. And the reason why we have to stop the attraction to this life is this, because if we have strong attraction, strong attachment, strong grasping to the happiness of this life, then in order to look for these things, these things come at a price, at the price of negative karma. We create negativities. And if we create negative actions, we will have to experience the result, which is a rebirth in the lower realms. This is something that we do not want, isn't it? This is something we want to avoid. And so by stopping attachment, it helps to stop negative karma, and it helps to not for us not to be born in lower realms. And also for such a person, the person has to go for refuge, engage in the practice of refuge, going for refuge to the three jewels, yeah? And then also to engage in virtue,
yeah?
So, when we think of the sufferings of if we were to be reborn in the lower realms, in the hells, hungry ghosts, and animals, yeah, if we think of the sufferings we have to endure while we are there, then the fear will come, isn't it? A desire, a wish not to be reborn in those states would arise in the minds, isn't it? So when we think about the sufferings of the lower realm, no, and this is kind of like opening the door to generate renunciation. So there are two forms of renunciation here we are talking about, the renunciation of this life and the renunciation of samsara. Obviously, renunciation of samsara is the renunciation we are talking about, yeah. But in order to develop renunciation, we have to open the door to renunciation, yeah. And how do we do that? By reflecting on the sufferings of the lower realms, if we are reborn there, yeah. By developing renunciation for cyclic existence for samsara, you know, we reverse the attraction to future lives, yeah. And those practices belong to the section of the path of a person of medium capacity. So the renunciation of this life is the common or shared renunciation. But the uncommon renunciation or the real renunciation that we are talking about here is the renunciation of cyclic existence, yeah.
这里仁波切他所讲解到的是有几个重点，就是这几个重点呢，他们是属于就是下士道的一个修行者他所必修的。然后这在这菩提道次第的这一个部分里面呢，主要就是说我们要对于这个今世的这些种种的安乐、种种的。 享受呢，我们要停止对于他们的这些执着，对于他们的这个贪求。然后我们怎么样去停止对于今世的这些种种的安乐的这个执着和贪求呢？我们就要想，如果我们对于今世的这种种种的享乐，这种种的安乐，有执着和贪求的话，我们在追求这一些世间的这种。 安乐的时候呢，这过程中我们是必须要付出很惨痛、很惨痛的代价的。因为如果我们执着于这些世间的这些种种的安乐的话呢，我们将会累积恶业。而我如果我们造恶业的话呢，当然我们所感召的果报就是我们会下堕到这三恶道去。如果我们下堕到三恶道，当然我们就会体验种种的三恶道的种种痛苦。因此呢，如果我们要避免这三恶道 的痛苦的话，我们就必须要停止对于今世的这些安乐的贪求跟执着。此外呢，我们也必须要皈依三宝，然后我们也必须要累积三业，就是止恶行善。然后，如果我们想到说我们 这个下堕三恶道的话呢，这三恶道它的情况是怎么样的呢？我们要去真正的去思维，如果我们转世到三恶道，这三恶道里面他们的那种痛苦是、如何的、非常的不可想象的。比方说如果我们下堕到这地狱道里面去，或者是恶鬼道，或者是中、畜生道里面呢，他们的那种种种的痛苦，我们想象我们 在那个三恶道里面，然后我们是有那种身体，那我们在受那种苦，那那个痛苦是非常、不能忍受的。因此呢，我们就会发起非常强烈的一种恐惧感，我们不想要投身到这三恶道里面去，因此呢，我们就不想要投身在三恶道。如果我们真的有 发起这种心，说我们很惧怕三恶道，我们不要下堕到三恶道，这就 开启了这出离心的这个大门。然后说到出离心的话呢，我们他们有两种，也就是出离对于这今世的贪着，还有出离对于来世的贪着。如果我们可以、思维说我们这个三恶道的种种的痛苦的话呢，我们就会、发起这个处理、处理这三恶道的痛苦。因此呢，也就是说我们、会发起这个处理心， 不想再滞留在这六道轮回里面去了。因此呢，也就是说我们不想再还有来世，我们不再会去贪着这个来世，因此呢，我们就会、去修行。所以 这一些修行的这些方式呢的这些法门呢，它是属于中师道的修行法门。然后这个出离心呢，是这对于今世的出离心，它是共有的这种出离心。然后真正的出离心的话呢，是这出离这六道轮回的这种心态， 这种脱离这解脱这六道轮回的出离心。
听给我的他都会在教育是吧，
Yeah, I think that's all.